On the KSRO live line with us is a woman who knows something about putting events together in the North Bay. Jean Arnold Sessions is also the executive director of the Sonoma County Vintners. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Larry. It's so great to join you this morning.
It's fantastic to have you here. Jean and I worked on the Catwalk for a Cure together several years ago. Nice to talk to you again.
And to you, and we were good, and you have been terrific with Catwalk for a Cure.
Well, thanks. It's one of my favorites, as is this coming up on Saturday, all weekend, really. It's the Taste of Sonoma at the Green Music Center. What's the best thing about it, Jean?
The best thing is walking through a kind of a small replicated village of Sonoma County where you can taste some of the best food and wine and new food products from throughout the county, and just all in one afternoon. It's beautiful, and great wines around every corner and discoveries of new food items. It's just going to be fantastic.
Now, Jean, I love me a good wine snob, and I love nothing better than taking my wine snob friends to a blind tasting challenge to see how good they really are.
Larry, you're an evil, fun person.
I like that, but you're going to have some sommeliers that are going to play along with me this weekend, right?
Yes, we do. They will be leading tours and educating and doing seminars, and you will have so much wine knowledge and be able to put your friends on the spot and most likely embarrass them. It's going to be great.
That is precisely what Larry enjoys, Jean. Thanks for knowing that.
I do too. It's kind of fun.
There are so many facets to this event. The wine and the food pairing, of course, gets the headlines. But in addition to the blind tasting, what else is going on this weekend?
Oh my gosh, as you walk in, this is a whole new venue, a whole new experience at an internationally renowned music center. So as you walk in, you'll come up and come upon the Visa Signature Lounge. And if you're a Visa Signature card holder, go in, have bites and wine, and wines will rotate throughout the day. It's going to be fantastic. And then on to the Gloria Ferrer Bubble Lounge with the Oyster Girls. And everybody can go in there, and it's going to be so lovely. And then you walk on around and see information about Sonoma State University Wine Business School. Walk on through down to the Grand Tasting, which it really is grand. Over 150 wineries pouring some of their finest wines.
Wow.
Through the marketplace, the grill station to discover new bites of things, Journeyman Meat Company, it's Jimtown Store, Pascaline Catering. If you don't know Pascaline, you've got to go find it. Walk on around to the Kendall Jackson Sensory Garden in the Trione Square. And then our seminars are inside. I think everyone will be glad to know that.
Yes.
Inside the Green Music Center, air conditioned. And you can go in, listen for 40 minutes, get great education, go back out. And Pat, Larry, you've got to know about Club Reserve this year. Is in Prelude Restaurant. It's fantastic. It is a separate ticket price, but that is where we have some of the most rare and allocated wines served. They change every hour and a half, and it's a beautiful air-conditioned setting. And then back out into the courtyard to discover more different wines and food bites, and it's just going to be a tremendous day.
You know, I might not leave the Bubble Lounge and the Oyster Girls. That sounds like a very good time. You're going to have some famous chefs.
I might be up there with you. And Pat, we have to say, too, we've heard tales of a myth of Oyster Boys. Now, we don't think they're with us this weekend, but can certainly the Oyster Girls.
It just takes a tale of an Oyster Boy, really, to get the crowds going, don't you think?
I pretty much think that, yeah.
And you're going to have lots of fun chefs there. You mentioned that, doing some demonstrations about food in the North Bay.
Yes. Actually, Jay Vineyards and Winery and Fry Brothers will be on the main stage doing cooking demonstrations, food and wine pairing, and really fun this year, Marcy Smothers and Ziggy the Wine Gal.
Oh, boy.
Wine Gal.
Oh, boy. You're in trouble already.
This is a ceremony, so...
Yeah.
that will be a great time.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic weekend. Of course, the Taste of Sonoma is really the premier event when it comes to wine and food in Sonoma County, and that's saying a lot. And I think, too, Gene, the idea of having it at the Green Music Center, which really has become such a diamond for us in Sonoma County, it's a perfect pairing there.
Well, Pat, thank you. This is our first year. It's different. McMurray Ranch hosted us for many years and finally said, you know, harvest is coming earlier. We kind of need our winery back.
Yeah.
We are thrilled to be at the Green Music Center with such a venue. It's beautiful.
Well, it's going on this weekend, and Saturday, noon to 4 is the time. And congratulations in advance, Gene.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you, and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you very much. That's Gene Arnold Sessions, the executive director of the Sonoma County Vintners and one of the organizers of the Taste of Sonoma this weekend.